Hello and welcome back to the Impenetrable Fortress podcast. I'm Alan Jackaway, and sitting not all the way across the country from me, only halfway, as I'm in Austin, Texas this particular evening, is Mr. James Bunnell. James, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I see you're working your way back to us, slowly but surely.
I am. I'm making it back a little bit at a time, just tried to take it halfway. So this is our latest ever recorded podcast. We'll see how that goes. We did our earliest ever recorded one last week, latest ever one this week.
Yeah.
James, let me tell you a thing about Austin.
Okay.
I think you're going to be excited about this. So I'm staying downtown, and Catty Corner, I believe is the term, for my hotel, there's an exciting restaurant.
Oh, really?
Do you know what that restaurant is, based on your knowledge of football and Austin?
No, I don't. What is it?
Well, James, that would be the Vince Young Steakhouse.
Oh my lord.
Which I did not look this up, but fairly confident refers to the at one point a quarterback Vince Young.
I believe it does.
Pretty sure.
I do believe and, he is from
I don't
Austin.
Think I'm gonna go, but I'm pretty excited about it. So I think for you to do this, what would be the best defensive player themed restaurant with no preparation from either of us? Because I wanted to ask this, but I also didn't want to think about it a lot.
Yeah, that's a good question. The
I
Gino,
like...
I got it. I know I have it. I have the perfect answer. This is it. It's
okay.
An easy question. It's the Gino Atkins diet.
That's pretty good. All right, I like it. Gino Atkins, I know you're making a lot of money right now, but when you are ready to retire, please get in touch with us, podcast@alanjackaway.com. We will have a little discussion.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good.
James, this is the second week where we failed to find a divisional game that we could use.
That's true, although, in fairness, we're pretty close. We've only got six teams left, so we're seriously limiting our options here.
Yeah, we did all right. And it turned out, because I went through, there's a bunch of division games this week, and not only had we done, because a lot of weeks we've done one of the teams in the games,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them were from games that are the repeats of the ones we've done already.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was going through it, I was like, oh, that makes sense, because all the stupid divisional games are the ones we already did.
Yeah.
So, listen, you could say it's our fault, because we could have looked ahead and made sure this was going to work, but we didn't. We were very clear about that.
That's true.
And
I think
that's how it goes.
I think it's more fair to say that it's the NFL's fault, because
they
could have arranged the schedule for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Jerks.
Beforehand.
Anyway, so we're doing a game from last week, the week before?
I think so.
Which is Browns-Ravens.
Yeah.
James, do you want to go first, talking about our Cleveland Browns?
I sure can. It's not a happy time in Cleveland, let's just say.
Maybe not for either of these teams, really.
Not really, it's true. Here's what we've got. It is a train wreck. Browns couldn't stop a sentence. Johnny Party's on.
And at least Johnny Party's on.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are giving him crap. And the Browns, of course, the Browns organization has obviously spoken their piece about Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
They benched him for the rest of the season because off the field issues, but somebody has to have a good time in Cleveland. Somebody does.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not their football team. It's certainly not their football fans. So it's good that he's out there fighting the good fight. That's all I'm saying.
All right, James, what's exciting about this team? Anything? Looks
well,
like they're pretty much bad at everything.
They're pretty much bad at everything. This is my favorite thing that I've discovered about them is they are very close to the bottom of the league in terms of passes attempted against them, but very close to the top of the league in terms of touchdowns allowed via passing, and they are third in the league in average yards allowed per pass. So
yards per pass numbers bad.
They're really
bad.
Just really bad at the passing defense. They're really quite bad. They have one of the lowest sack numbers in the league too, so they can't. They're not generating pressure on opposing quarterbacks, but their secondary is not really helping them out much this year. And in fairness to them, they've been pretty banged up this year too. Joe Hayden has been a shell of himself, fighting at least one injury, maybe two separate injuries that have just made him not the player he used to be. And the same is basically true of Tayshaun Gibson. He has been in and out with injuries all season long, and when he's played, he's been good, but he hasn't been able to play all that much. My favorite stat is that the player on this team, let me phrase this in the form of a question. Alan, who do you think leads this team in interceptions?
Well, normally I would say Tayshaun Gibson, but I assume that's not true. I'm going to go with Carlos Dansby.
That is correct.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
In fairness to you, Tayshaun Gibson is the second place member on the team with two interceptions. Yeah. But yeah, the Cleveland Browns are a team where their leading interceptor is a linebacker, which just cannot possibly be indicative of good signs. Yeah. It's great for Carlos Dansby. He's having a really good season, actually.
Yeah, I assume he's a surefire starter again.
Is absolutely a surefire starter, and maybe the only one on the Browns. There are a couple of players to consider. So, Tayshaun Gibson, when he's healthy, puts up good numbers. He averages right around 6.5 points, which is good.
Yes, I'm happy starting secondary him. I think he's got upside too.
He does have upside, and his ranking is low because he's missed a lot of games this season. But he's healthy now, so he can help carry you through these dog days and into your playoffs and your leagues. Carlos Dansby, obviously startable. Dante Whitner, or Dante Hittner as we like to call him.
Yeah.
Actually, also a pretty decent starter as well. He's missed a couple of games due to injury, but again, when he plays, he's actually averaging more points than Tayshaun Gibson is. And he's a safety, safety score more points, but he is good when he plays, and he gets a lot of those numbers from tackles, so he gets points in reliable ways too. And so I think he probably is, he's certainly worth considering starting on your teams in these dog days when reliable numbers are something to be desired. But aside from that, there is almost nobody on this team that I would start. I do find it amusing that they have two defensive ends who share a last name, but I assume are not related at all. In Armonte,
you can't start either of them.
Yeah, in Armonte and Desmond Bryant, and I wouldn't start either of them because neither of them are very good.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Ravens are pretty easy too, to be honest. We chose easy ones for this week since we're doing the late night.
You know it.
But yeah, that's sad. We used to love this team. You may recall we called them the best named team in all of defense, and then of course Barkevious Mingo has really not been great, and they've lost some of those players that had those really strong names. I know.
There's no more Ismaili Kitchen. It's just
sad.
It's not. Yeah, it's a sad, sad state of affairs in football these days, and they're turning away from such spectacularly named players and instead deciding to just play terrible football.
Yeah. Deciding.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is that all for that?
I think that's all we have to say about the Browns. There's, who are they even starting this week? It's a McEwen, I think? Is it?
Sound like a quarterback.
No.
I think you made that one up.
I think I made that one up, too. I have no idea who's the starting
quarterback. I think we could make up almost any quarterback name for the Browns, and you would probably believe it.
Yeah. Let's just say it's Emmett Smith. Why not? That sounds reasonable.
Why not? He really wanted to make kind of a late career change.
Yeah.
Really kind of try to start a different part of different side of the ball. Not side of the ball, different.
Yeah, but he feels like he's already done, he's achieved the pinnacle of the running back. So now he'll take his turn at quarterback.
Makes sense.
And if we're using this sort of more technical designation, he's simply progressing his way to the line of scrimmage, right? He was a halfback. Mm-hmm. Now he's a quarterback. Soon he will be a center. Yeah.
Like, makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's the standard progression of the football player, I believe.
I believe so. Natural progression.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure he played fullback in college.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah, hit me up.
All right, the Baltimore Ravens. Here we go. Ouch, quoth the Raven.
Oh.
They can still stop running backs, but you can fly by.
Ooh, man,
so this,
Alan.
So this team...
That was really good. That might be the best one we've done.
I went hard on the Raven. The Raven, not puns, but, you know, references. Kind of tried to make it a little Raven theme.
I like it.
So this is another bad defense. I mean, just like, if you look at the overall numbers for them, it's pretty bad. And really, everything's not been going well for them,
mm-hmm.
I think it's fair to say. I mean, they... you know, they're ranked 23rd by expected points for defense, which isn't terrible. And their running defense is actually pretty okay. You know, it's in the top half. That's something.
That's pretty good.
And we'll talk about that a little bit, about why that is, when I get to the players. But their passing defense is not admittedly as bad as Cleveland's, but it's not very much better than Cleveland's.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just not... It's not where you want to be, really.
Yeah.
They are, you know, there's just not, they've been through a lot, I feel like. Their defense really fell apart before their offense did this year.
That's
right?
True.
So if we had done this at the beginning of the year, we would have said, hey, they've got Suggs, their pass rush is, and Doomerville, their pass rush is pretty decent. They've got some cornerbacks that we think at least can be very good, like Ladarius Webb,
yeah.
Jimmy Smith, and... All those players are either on injured reserve or struggling through injuries and having trouble getting playing time.
Yeah, people have talked a lot about the number of injuries that the Patriots have suffered this season, but the Ravens are right up there.
At
yeah,
least.
Their lineup is as devastated as the Patriots is,
and the result is that you're left with, I mean, really, you know, CJ Mosley is a surefire starter for me.
Yeah,
he's only
definitely.
13th in terms of total points, but that I'm playing him every week if I have him.
He's
Daryl Smith is that, you know, second linebacker, strong second linebacker in my mind. And you know, both of those linebackers put up pretty reliable points on a week to week basis.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to some borderline guys like Will Hill. Jimmy Smith actually has been scoring okay. He just hasn't. That's kind of been part of the problem. Like, he used to sort of lock people down, and now he's getting more tackles. It's good for defensive fantasy, but not so good for the way their defense actually functions.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's not much else worth considering at that point. That's really pretty much it. And I don't even have, like, players that it looks like, you know, oh, they're coming back from injury. Maybe it's time to give them a shot. Like, Ladarius Webb would be the candidate, but he's... I'm nervous about it from having watched them. And I'm nervous that their team's not good enough and Poland's just kind of run against them.
Yeah, I think that that's probably true. I did notice very briefly that Baltimore trails the league, I suppose, with the fewest interceptions this whole season.
Yeah.
With a truly,
yeah, it's not good.
Truly abysmal, like, four.
Yeah.
Which just
it's not the number you want.
Not something. Not the number that you want, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yep, so that's it. That's all I got for them. I mean, you know, we chose two teams that have had pretty rough years, so better luck to you next time, this part of the AFC North, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, James. It's either playoff time or you need to win to get in the playoffs time.
Mm-hmm.
We need some players that might be available... who you can throw in and try to make a difference. And there's a player I want to recommend that I almost recommended last week, and I wanted to see one more week of production.
Okay.
And that player is Landon Collins, rookie safety for the New York Giants.
Yeah.
He's not putting up a ton of huge weeks, but he's putting up pretty reliable numbers. 8.5 last week, 12.5. His lowest week is a 5. Like, that's pretty good for a safety.
That really is. That's
And you know, I think if I'm needing a safety and I want reliable production rather than kind of a dart throw kind of player, I think that's probably the best thing that has a chance of being available in my league.
I think
Landon Collins. I'm ready now. I wanted to wait one more week, and I'm now officially ready. I'm ready for that.
You're ready for that. All right.
Yeah. I will also say I've got a defensive end for us, too, if you don't mind me just kind of tearing through these.
Let's just do it.
Which is Olivier Vernon. We kind of talked about this with Cameron Wake getting injured. But yeah. I think he's the one. You know, we've seen it before in past years. 12.5 points last week. If you need a defensive end and you're looking for someone that maybe wasn't on a team or got dropped earlier in the year because he wasn't doing great earlier in the year, I'm in for Olivier Vernon. I think it's a good approach.
I think so too. He's a good pick. It's definitely going to serve you well. If you're looking for another dart throw at that rarest of positions in this part of the season, linebacker,
I
have a suggestion for you.
Okay.
Quan Alexander, the middle linebacker for Tampa Bay, has been suspended.
Okay.
And the next person on the depth chart at that position is Tampa Bay's Bruce Carter, who, this is where this gets, you know, a little bit troublesome, has not scored a lot of points this season. In fact, he's never had a game where he scored more than 4 points. But it's mostly because Quan Alexander's been playing like a beast. Alexander is the fourth highest scoring linebacker in our system. And he won't be in, and someone will have to be there to make those plays. So I'm thinking...
That makes sense.
Bruce Carter. He's definitely available in your leagues at linebacker number 146, but at this point... You don't need consistency from him. You need him for one or two games at most, and he will definitely get those games because this isn't an if Alexander plays situation. He has been suspended. So,
all right. Yeah, you don't even have to worry about it.
He's getting the playing time. So this is the rarest of things, that potential linebacker points goldmine that we might be able to actually pick up in your league. So, you know, go get him fast before somebody else listens to this podcast and gets him instead of you.
And then at cornerback, I think I'm just recommending those Jacksonville cornerbacks again. Despite that Aaron Colvin got zero last week, I'm still recommending both of them. Devon House and Aaron Colvin. I'm still in. I still like House better, and he scored more, but I'm still in on both of them. I think they're worth a shot.
Seems reasonable. Don't know.
Anyone else? Again, it's that lean part of the season. It's hard to come by these guys.
It really is. I mean, check out that New Orleans defense. See who's still hanging around in your leagues.
It sort of came true. I mean, that's not really true. They let Cam score a ton of points, but
they did. But they also scored well in fantasy. Yeah.
Yes.
They've got Cameron Jordan playing good. Kenny Vaccaro playing good.
Yeah. I thought Vaccaro looked really good in that game. I actually watched a decent amount. That was the game that was on where I was. So I actually watched a decent amount of that game, and I thought Vaccaro looked pretty good.
Yeah.
So, and Jarvis Byrd, who we recommended last week. So.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, they're a good candidate for surprising you with points. They're not a good defense. They're a good candidate for surprising you with points. That's what I would say.
All right. Good luck in the playoffs, everyone.
Indeed. Yeah. Good luck in the playoffs, but, you know, guys, shave your beards. Wash your socks. None of this nonsense during the playoffs. Like, this is insanity. You can't...
Unless you never shave your beard.
If you don't normally shave your beard, then that's fine. I'm not saying you need to get rid of your beard. But if you... don't shave your beard because it's playoff season, that's crazy. Just keep up your normal grooming standards, guys. This is not...
Well, and you know, what I think about this is, you got to the playoffs with a certain rhythm in your life.
Exactly.
Why would you disrupt that?
You don't do that. That's like, I mean, that's a cardinal sin, right? Like,
yeah. You want to keep doing what you've been doing, which is listening to this podcast.
Yes.
Following our advice and winning your league.
Exactly. For God's sake, do not ever make the decision to stop washing something for some reason. Always wash your things.
Just wash stuff. Wash anything.
Pick up a thing, wash it. Just, it's good for you. It's good for the thing.
I'm gonna go wash some stuff right after this podcast.
Yeah. See, I'm gonna do it. I'm washing stuff. No, it's not true. I was gonna say I was washing stuff while we were doing this podcast. But that would be distracting. But no, but I was before and I will be after. So it's just
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So that's our recommendation. Pick up hygiene for the playoffs.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening to the Impenetrable Fortress podcast. Our theme and interstitial music is Dear Liza by Ned and the Dirt. Our producer, Sarah Gonzalez, is instrumental in helping put these Not in the Same State podcasts together and stitch it and fix all the various things that we screw up on the phone. James, hit of the week. Do you have one?
I have a suggestion. It's a little bit of a self-loathing suggestion, but here it goes anyway.
Sure. Oh, no.
The hit of the week this week is, I'm going to give it to the player who contributed most to the Washington professional football team's loss.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give it to DeSean Jackson this week for receiving a punt at the Washington 35-yard line, running back to the Washington 5-yard line, getting tackled, dropping the ball, and giving it to Dallas on the Washington 15-yard line.
Yeah. But then he scored the touchdown to get you guys tied again, and you lost anyway.
Yeah,
I don't think that's fair.
But here, think about this, though. Think about this, though. If he just fair catches that, then Washington has the ball on the 35-yard line, which is basically where we had it after the kickoff, after they scored the touchdown in the first place. So we drive the field. We score the touchdown we were going to score anyway, and now we're ahead by a touchdown with like a minute and a half left in the game.
I suppose I understand the logic, but I'm not. I mean, I'm willing to award the hit of the week because that run was crazy, and I was watching it, and I literally, because I wasn't paying that much attention to this game because it was super duper boring.
It was the most boring game I've ever seen.
But so I wasn't paying that much attention, and I was like, are they out of time? Like, is he doing this because there's 0 seconds on the clock? And then I looked and I was like, no, there's a lot of time. He's just doing it.
He's just doing it.
And he ran so far back. It kind of looked like it was going to work for a little while.
Well, it did. It almost did. It almost looked like it was going to work. And then
instead, it was the biggest possible disaster.
It was everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Yeah.
All right, cool. That's the hit of the week. Thank you for listening. We will be back in the same state next week, as far as I know. That's true, right?
I think so.
All right. And hopefully we'll have a divisional game to go. We've only got three games left, I think, to preview.
Two, I think.
Two games left.
That's
not very
many. Yeah.
So we are wrapping up the season. Good luck in your playoffs.
Indeed.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
From Alan
and James,
stay low.